USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus concerns continue with the virus's latest Omicron subvariant referred to as BA5. According to CDC data, as of earlier this month, the highly transmissible subvariant is considered responsible for more than half of the nation's new COVID cases. White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha tells ABC's This Week what's being learned about the latest strain.
We're still seeing protection against infection. I mean, obviously, protection against serious illness is still preserved, and that's the good news. But we're still seeing some protection against infection, but not as much. This is that immune-evasive nature of this virus. So if you got your booster, let's say, last November or December, you don't have as much protection against this virus as you'd like.
Australia's Cameron Smith won the British Open. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As the humanitarian crisis at the southern border continues, Texas and Arizona have taken an apparent stand against the Biden administration's border policies by busing illegal immigrants to the nation's capital. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser expresses her concerns over the situation.
I worked with the White House to make sure that FEMA provided a grant to a local organization that is providing services to folks. But I fear that they're being tricked into nationwide bus trips when their final destinations are places all over the United States of America.
A Casper Star Tribune poll released Friday of the Wyoming House Republican primary found that Harriet Hegman is beating Representative Liz Cheney 52-30%. Hegman is a candidate that former President Donald Trump is supporting. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
And unusual death in Missouri is being investigated.
A Missouri resident who became infected with a rare brain-eating amoeba has died. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services stated that the resident may have been exposed to the amoeba, commonly found in warm, fresh water like lakes and rivers, while swimming at the Lake of Three Fires in Taylor County, Iowa. The Iowa Department of Health and Human Services is conducting testing in conjunction with the Center for Disease and Control Prevention to confirm the presence of the amoeba in the lake. They have temporarily closed it. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The United States is taking gold in women's shot put for the first time ever at the World Athletics Championships. Chase Ely's gold medal winning throw came on her first attempt at the competition in Eugene, Oregon Saturday. Her throw of 20.49 meters denied the defending champion from China her third straight gold medal. Disneyland celebrated their 67th anniversary Sunday. The happiest place on earth opened its gates July 17, 1955. Back then, a ticket cost just $1 for adults and 50 cents for children, with each attraction costing between a dime and 35 cents. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.